Welcome to my weekly racing podcast, recorded on Monday morning the 3rd of December. Not since the heady days of the late 70s and early 80s has Yorkshire, or more specifically Moulton, produced a winner of the Champion Hurdle. Nostalgic memories of Sea Pigeon and Night Nurse, trained at Greathampton by Peter Easterby, came flickering back for those of us who can remember when this region challenged for the top honours in the jumping game. Well, last Saturday, Countrywide Flame, trained at Moulton by John Quinn, gave genuine hope that the Champion Hurdle crown could be heading back to the Broad Acres after a faultless performance in winning the Fighting Fifth Hurdle at Newcastle, beating last season's supreme novices hurdle winner Cinders and Ashes in the process. Of course, Countrywide Flame won at the Cheltenham Festival in March, taking the JCB Triumph Hurdle. And after finishing second in the Cesarewitch Heritage Handicap on the flat at Newmarket, he demonstrated exactly why he's held in such high regard by his trainer. Now, the Christmas Hurdle at Kempton Park or the Isterbrack Hurdle at Leopardstown could be on the agenda for Countrywide Flame before his date with Destiny at the Cheltenham Festival in March. Dennis O'Regan took the ride on Saturday as regular pilot Dougie Costello was riding at Newbury. Also last Saturday, Bobsworth fully justified favouritism to land the Hennessy Gold Cup at Newbury, trained at Lambourne by Nicky Henderson and ridden by Barry Geraghty. Bobsworth, who has an unblemished record at Cheltenham, put himself very much in the Gold Cup picture and has even gone to the head of the anti-post betting market for the Blue Riband of Jump Racing, ahead of Stable Companion and the 2011 hero Long Run. The undisputed champion of the staying hurdlers, Big Bucks, duly landed his 18th consecutive race when once again winning the long distance hurdle at Newbury. The long walk hurdle at Ascot could be next on the agenda for Big Bucks on Saturday the 22nd of December. Needless to say, he's odds on to retain his world hurdle title at Cheltenham in March. For Yorkshire racegoers, a new season over jumps begins at Catterick on Wednesday, the 5th of December, due to start at 12:20, followed by Weatherby's Christmas Carol meeting on Saturday, the 8th of December, which is set to begin at 10 past 12. There are seven races at both venues, and there's a trio of £10,000 races at Weatherby on Saturday, including the Totepool Handicap Chase over 2 miles. Further afield on Saturday, the Beecher Chase over the Grand National Course is featured at Aintree, while the Grade 1 Tingle Creek Chase at Sandown Park is a major trial for the Queen Mother Champion Chase at the Cheltenham Festival in March. It looks like being a showdown between the up-and-coming duo of Sprinter Sacra and Sanctuaire. Enjoy your racing.